Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour Podcast. Today is what is this? Episode 82, and we're going to call this Random Thoughts. It's a lot been going on. We got Corey here with us again today. Corey, say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
So go ahead and let the people know what you want to talk about, man.
I saw this video. Uh-huh. A young man put out about an individual who is supposed to be a mentor, speed coach in football and things of that nature. And he had been recording black athletes, and this individual went and recorded himself of his true colors, of what he actually thought of black people. Uh-huh. And it was a video. The video was disturbing to me. I was so pissed off, that I when I saw this and I saw a list of names of where he had been or who schools I emailed some of those schools.
Right. And for context, guys, I'm going to go ahead and play a clip of the video so you.
Restaurant looking in here is black. Every car beside them is black. They can have Atlanta. It used to be a fun place to come to up here. They can have this place right here and stuff. Yeah, ain't no way. Just need to. There's your. Yeah, it was just a sign up there. It had Obama and all them on there and stuff, man. So, yeah, that's all that's up here. That's all that's up here, man. And stuff is just. Crap. Yeah. Yeah. You and Borf need to come up here and go hunting. Yeah. That stuff, man. Ain't nothing here, dog.
You know what Corey's talking about, but go ahead, man.
Yeah, so I emailed a few of the schools, and one school emailed me back the next day.
And what? Do you want to say what school that was?
It was Clemson. It was Clemson.
So Clemson, that school hit you back, huh?
Yeah, that school hit me back.
What did they say?
Well, they let me know that they are not affiliated with this individual, and they explained in the email that this individual had brought students, for potential recruits to that school while they were still in high school, but they let me know he doesn't work for them, he is not on their payroll, and he is not affiliated with them, which I had to give, Clemson props for that, because for them to email me back that quickly, I was impressed. Right. I was impressed. And that in itself, that elevated them in my mind, they let me know, hey, we going to get this off the table right now. And we're going to email, I'm not famous or anything, but for them to email me back like that and let me know what was going on, I got to give them props for that.
All right, so I got a couple of questions. The first question that I have for you in regards to this is, and I know that this affected you, man, but like, did the guy come out and apologize? Did he double down? Did he say why he recorded it? Did he say it was a joke? Like, what happened after the fact?
Man, I haven't heard anything from him. I mean, the video, it's outrageous. I'm telling you, man, you'll be hot. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did, but yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, man, you watch the whole thing, man, you're gonna be hot. You'll be heated, man.
Damn. So have any other schools reached out to you yet?
No, not yet. Okay. But I was impressed by Clemson for them doing that, because I emailed directly to like the athletic department and they emailed me back. So, I was impressed by that.
Now, when you saw the video, right? And for ladies and gentlemen, y'all listening, when y'all saw this video and you found out he was a coach and all that, like, were you surprised by the things that you heard him say? Did it surprise you, knowing where he's from or where he coached? Did it surprise you at all?
With a grain of salt, no. It didn't. Not the way in the video. It was just like, this. You would never even think that this guy even entertained, you know, dealing with, you know, with black people. Right. I mean, I'm serious.
I think with me, when I saw the video, it, I guess I was surprised that he actually recorded himself doing it.
Right.
But right. You think anywhere, you know, the Southern stuff, you have these coaches and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm not going to say all of them are racist, but you know, some of them have those type of thoughts, but mm-hmm. they just didn't say it because in these states and places like Texas, football and sports right. is very important.
Right.
So they put their racism aside for the length of that game.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
oh,
to
yeah.
record yourself saying the things that he was saying, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But Neil Latoya was having a conversation about this type of stuff earlier, and it's just like, now we just live in a society where, like, recording negative, horrible things like that,
mm-hmm.
it sometimes you might lose your job, but you can gain something on one of these right-wing social platforms.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I don't really feel like, of course, it's going to hurt him. I mean, depending on how much he loves football, I don't think he's ever going to coach again.
Oh, nah. I mean, if anybody, any school got any sense, they wouldn't fool with that guy with a 10-foot pole, man. I'm telling you.
Right. Well, moving on, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there was a young black man shot. Corey, you're a little bit more versed on that, so let the people know what's going on with that.
The story was about a young man who, well, is about a young man who was going to get his younger siblings, and he had the address, the house number, and everything, but he went to the right address number, but on the wrong street.
Right.
And, you know, now I went over the story again earlier today, and I read right. more of it in apparently, the initial story was that he rang the doorbell
uh-huh.
and the homeowner shot him through the door. So I don't know whether he had a ring, the guy had a ring camera or what. But
and then from what I saw was he stepped outside and shot him again.
Right, right.
Man, you know what, man? When I saw that story, like I said, man, like people with these headlines and these pictures, they know how to draw you in.
Mm-hmm.
And all I saw was a young black child
mm-hmm.
Just laid up in the yeah, hospital.
Right, right.
Then you scroll to another situation. Then you scroll and you see, like, you know, people protesting outside of the guy's house.
Right, right.
And stuff. Then you read a little bit more into the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he was picking up his siblings. He was at the right number, but the wrong street.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go to 3 different houses before he got the help that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
The 80-year-old white man, according to the articles that you and I read,
mm-hmm.
He was detained.
Right, right.
And then he was held for 24 hours, then released.
Right.
I don't want to be turn this into race, but that's let's be honest. That's what it is.
You know it is.
I have a question. If a 16-year-old white boy
mm-hmm.
went to an 80-year-old black man's house
mm-hmm.
in the same state, same street, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that 80-year-old black man shot through the door mm-hmm. and came out and shot the teenager again.
Mm-hmm.
Teenager didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
Would that 80-year-old black man be held for 24 hours and then released?
Hell no. Nah. You know, man, that man's house will be burned down by now. You know that man wouldn't be. You please.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, if we really have to go all the way back there, we will. You know, because
stand your ground, all that legal firearm, all that.
Right. Right.
I don't. I don't get it. Like this, and it's like pieces of the story that are put out. You can piece it together, and it's like the media is like putting pieces of the story out to make you think that it's racially motivated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, you mean to tell me that this young, intelligent athlete, the only thing he was doing was picking up his siblings? And this 80-year-old white man shot him? Oh my God, that's all he was doing? There's little pieces of the story that is out that you're just like, this doesn't make any sense for this man to just shoot him like that.
Right, right.
Now, I'm not on the, you know, I'm not trying to make this something that it's not. Mm-hmm. I'm just going off of the pieces of the stuff that's been put out.
Right.
Now, with the, asking you, Corey, with the situation, the story that's put out right now, mm-hmm. does anything seem fishy to you at all?
Well, yeah, the dude, they didn't hold the dude. I don't understand that. It's like, now, I know, well, I guess, well, it don't really matter what state, you know, because I know in this state that would never happen, but I know in that state, if it was me, it would never happen. I know I wouldn't get let go.
Right.
You know I wouldn't get let go. I know this.
So I read something that they're saying that they don't know if the stand your ground law is going to work in this case.
Why are they investigating it in the first place?
But this is my thing, though. If the stand your ground law is not going to work, then he shouldn't have been released in the first place.
Well.
So, I don't know, man. It's like, on one side of me, I want to be like, yo, this is some bull crap. I don't care how old he is. Lock his ass up. Keep him in jail. Right.
Right. And the sad part about it is uh-huh. that it's at the prosecutor's and the DA's discretion on whether they want to press charges.
And so it looks like right now they ain't pressing shit.
Yeah, right. So, you know, if they decide, there was no crime, you know, I mean, then it's up to, you know, if they want to press it, then, you know, if the state wants to take over or, you know, federal gets involved. And, you know, we looking at, you know, we talking about, you know, 2 to 5 years down the line then, you know. So